Good afternoon, I'm Chairman Brad Holton. I'll bring the meeting to order. We have a 4 o'clock agenda item. And we have Chief Hart here to make a presentation.
Commissioner Chairman, thank you. So you, I assume each of you has had an opportunity to review this.
Yes.
This stems from an ongoing analysis of the Sheriff's Office and its effectiveness and where we need to make some organizational changes that are long overdue in order to better serve the citizens of Canyon County. Since I've been here, we've made just a few organizational changes that the board has been a part of and has approved, and that has been just a tremendous benefit to the Sheriff's Office with those changes. The proposal before you is to reclassify a vacant deputy PCN to a position of a what I call a patrol administration lieutenant. The reasons why we need that for the record is to alleviate our current lieutenants who are shift commanders and have significant duties as shift commanders from collateral duties, and some of those duties are carried by our sergeants who are supposed to be out running their patrol teams, and these collateral duties take them away from being able to supervise those deputies that are on the street. I believe we can, with this position, take those collateral duties and put them where they belong. They are significant. Commissioner Brooks, you've had complaints from some of our tow companies, and so to have a dedicated, consistent tow coordinator rather than having that bounce around from sergeant to sergeant, to have someone really watching our peer training officer program, to oversee grants and equipment and inventory and all of those things. And we intend for that position to really improve our ability and function within those collateral. Right now, it's an added duty on top of their already busy schedules. And so that's the other downside, is that the collateral duties aren't getting the attention they need and deserve. This is really driven by the fact that we are on pace to have a historic number of calls for service in Canyon County. And that's not surprising to me. The commissioners have seen that analysis. I believe if we stay on pace, and I have no reason to think that we won't, that we will have more calls for service this year than we have ever had in the history of Canyon County. And so I want my leadership, my shift commanders, and my sergeants out on the streets where they belong. And that's the impetus for this. In terms of cost, it is not a new PCN, it's a reclassification. I think I put the numbers in there. One thing I failed to acknowledge, and that is this. I try to be very thoughtful about how we go about these questions and positions. And I'm slipping a little bit because there are two other changes that we made that the board approved pretty recently. One of those was in our emergency technical services. We looked at a position that was at a 15, a grade 15, and we reduced it to a grade 14 and filled it at a grade 14. That's approximately a $12,000 to $15,000 annual savings to the county. The other change we made just prior to that is we reclassified in our criminal investigative division. I had two sergeants. We took one of those sergeants and reclassified it as a corporal. And that's about an $8,000 savings. So while this represents an added expense, the prior two moves reduced our A budget by approximately $20,000 a year. And I failed to include that in this analysis. But if the board has read this and looked at it, I would just prefer to answer questions you might have. We'll provide a copy for the record, but in the interest of time, anything that you, any questions you have, I'm happy to address.
I think the document that you provided, which we'll post up on the website here within the hour, says it all. I think that the leadership is showing in the fact that our liabilities are being reduced, and this is continuing to head towards that in training our patrolmen, staying over the top of that. I think this is just more of the good same direction that we're going, and I completely support it. Does the have questions?
Chairman, I don't know that I necessarily have questions, but as always, we are getting the gold standard in support and documentation from the sheriff's office on what that should look like, so that the information for the taxpayer and what they're getting for the benefit of the dollars that we spend is justified. And so the duties are listed on page 3, and it's significant with what they're doing. It's 45,000 calls that you're on target to have this year, 125 calls a day in addition to the duties that they're trying to put forward administratively. We've been through all of that in the presentation of the big book, and it is significant when you think of what they're doing. Thank you. And I appreciate not only the work that you do in the community. We referenced lots of incidents we don't even know about, but then just to go back and do the paperwork, the ride-alongs really are telling in terms of what you have to do for documentation, and then the leadership, the roles that they have to assume to get stability in that. Other offices and departments have that. So I'm very much in support of what's been presented, with the anticipation that the budget impact will be very minimal going forward. There are cost revenue increases anticipated for that, and then the cost savings that the chief has identified. So taxpayers should be happy with this.
Commissioner Brooks.
Mr. Chairman, I am in support. As you both have said, the documentation is above and beyond enough to substantiate supporting this. So,
well, I'd entertain a motion.
I'm trying to find the resolution.
One last point just for the resolution.
Okay.
This also includes that the sergeant for the 5th Patrol Team.
True.
And the adjustment that when we get the new PCNs in FY25, that we'll remove the request for the sergeant position in FY25. It's just a swap, but I wanted to put that on the record.
True. And for the record, HR has reviewed the PCNs and the descriptions. So, yes, they have. Okay.
Do you have that, or you want me to?
If
I may, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I just want to thank you for the kind words and the complimentary words of the, but from me personally, Chief Hart, the team are just exemplary. There's no other way to describe them. The number of hours they have put into this alone, to the work, is stupendous. They never stop. Their heads are always down and they're charging forward. And I just want to have on the record my appreciation to them. What they do, you know, they bring me in, but whenever they bring me in, it's already prepared for the most part. We may go dig a little deeper here or there, but just the amount of work that has gone in just this document alone, it's just the standard that we've set since Chief Deputy has come on board, but we owe a lot to the staff for helping us get these numbers and dialing them down and getting the empirical data that you see before you. So I just want to send my appreciation to the staff.
Great comments. And Chairman, I move that the board approves the job title, job description, and salary grade of 2 position in the sheriff's office. 1 deputy sheriff, salary grade D1, position control number is listed there, to 1 sergeant, and then 1 deputy sheriff to 1 lieutenant as presented.
A second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimous.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Can't tell you
how much we appreciate your support.
Things are looking really good. Hiring's going well.
Yeah.
So
good.
We're getting there. Really where we want to be.
And
yeah.
We're
making tremendous progress.
This change is just so illustrative of we're getting good people in and we're making them better.
Yeah.
And we're making quite the team. So
Well, and once we get this fifth patrol team stood up, I'd love to introduce that to
absolutely.
You and let you meet those folks and see how we've got that established.
Look forward to it.
I think that's going to make a big difference.
Thank you. Thank you for the partnership. It's great. It
thank you.
Really highlights our trust acronym. So thank you.
I have a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All right. Motion's been made. Second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. We are adjourned. Thank you.